Yeah, welcome back to Morning Glory. Hope you're enjoying the show about halfway through. In a second, we just got some text messages through. We're going to do best sequels of all time. Hang in there for that. But, mate, with us we've got Todd Atkinson. Now, he's the COO of Four Pines Brewery, and they're great supporters of this show. And big announcement, Todd, through the week that you're taking over the naming rights of Brookvale Oval.
Yeah, it's very exciting news. Worst kept secret, we were putting and talking about a little bit later, but hard to hide 100 metres worth of signage on Pittwater Road. But
yeah,
no, very excited. Our brewery is 800 metres from Brookvale Oval.
It's a great story.
Yeah, no, it's look, we started 13 years ago in Manly. Our brewery there has been the unofficial watering hole for the Manly fans to celebrate and commiserate along the way. And, no, we really couldn't be prouder and happier to be able to announce it. Four Pines Park as of tonight, where Manly take on the Cowboys.
Well, you blokes were the leaders down there. That old industrial section down there at Brookvale, which used to be, unfashionable. It was just warehouses and that's an industrial site.
Yep.
Well, the Four Pines boys set up the brewery down there so people would go there. Now, like those young people, young whippersnappers, are doing Friday nights just going around from brewery to brewery, pub to pub, down that Brookvale section. It's fantastic, real hub.
Yeah, they quite often refer to it as Brewvale these days as opposed to Brookvale. So, no, we're really happy to be part of that. It's just going, that venue's going from strength to strength. We're actually stalking you blokes. We're opening one later this month in the Hunter, in your old neck of the woods, and looking after Brandy with something in Penrith, which we'll be able to talk about later in the year, which is pretty exciting.
Nice.
Yeah, that's good.
Look forward to that.
One in
the cross at all?
No.
Sorry, Webby.
One next to the injecting room, maybe.
Oh,
Webby,
good. How convenient.
Mate, and now, with the live reads we do, mate, the relationship with Ben and Jerry's, how did that come about?
Yeah, look, that initiative's gone really well. It's out and about now. We're both B Corps, which means we're businesses, profits with purpose, if you like. So... We've got a shared passion for sustainability, so we've pulled that together. That's enabled a lot of investment in solar in regional communities, and
you got the Ben and Jerry's beer too.
Yeah,
we had it. Yes. Remember we had it last time.
Yeah.
It tasted great.
Yeah, no, it's been really well received. So that's been great.
Mm. Well, Todd, mate, once again, mate, congratulations.
Thank you.
The success. And as I said before,
Four Pines Park sounds a lot better than Autoland.
And it's a local business done good.
Yeah, so. No, look, we've had a lot to do with Manly over the years, and it's sort of more like spending time with mates than it is business. So we're really looking forward to bringing a little bit of the Four Pines DNA to Brookvale Oval, Four Pines Park. And look, beyond what we do during the footy season and in match, we're really looking forward to what we might do in the off-season, bringing some new events to Four Pines Park,
great.
Music, cinema.
Love it.
All that kind of fun stuff.
Beautiful.
Toddy,
good stuff.
Well done, mate. Congratulations.
Thanks,
well done,
Todd.
For your support
for
the show too, mate, and also the show's on at Fox. Brilliant.
Happy days.
All the best. There you go. Todd Atkinson there from Four Pines Brewery, and honestly, go down that industrial hub down there at Brookvale. Well, it's not industrial anymore. It's like party central.
And do you think Brookie will be... I know they're building the Centre of Excellence at the northern end of the ground now with a new grandstand. What is the continual talk around the development of Brookvale and new stands?
Yeah.
I've seen some artists work about what they want to do at Brookvale.
Mm.
You know, and apartments, retail. Could turn into a fantastic little spot.
Yeah.
Little boutique.
Well, they've been lobbying the government for
20-odd
years.
Yeah.
But
it's...
Unfortunately,
it's a safe Liberal seat.
That's here.
It's like for years at Newcastle.
Yes.
They used to lobby. When we had the earthquake in Newcastle, they invited Nick Greiner and the Labor government. The day that they played in 1990, when Newcastle played Penrith, they had a parade around the ground. They got the whole Labor government there, and it was about lobbying. Come on, have a look at this day. We want to do something. They said, "Oh, fantastic! On the field, this is blah blah blah."
Yeah.
And gave us nothing.
Nothing.
No.
Yeah,
well,
so
they had a sitting prime
minister. Bob Carr didn't want to tip any money into Newcastle.
They had a sitting prime minister in Abbott, and they still didn't get anything.
No.
But they've been trying to upgrade it for years. But I think with Peter Volandis trying to get some money, squeeze some money out of the state government for these, you know, boutique stadiums to get a lick of paint. Hopefully, it'll get some.
It'll be a great state, like Brookvale.
It's a fantastic
state, and it desperately needs some work done on it.
Yeah, it does.
Needs some money spent.
Needs more
on
than
it.
Just a bit of Botox.
It does. And it does. And you think the money that they're saving from not tipping into ANZ or Stadium Australia, which is called now, it's no longer ANZ.
Yeah.
That they could tip a bit of money into Brookie.
Well, it's all relative. When you watch on the box, you're standing there watching and you go, like Townsville the other night, it's a full house. Mm. I don't know if there's 30,000 there or 80,000 there.
Yeah.
It just looks good on TV.
That's right.
Boys, it's time. We're getting a lot of text messages, email through about our thoughts on sequels. Firstly, when you talk about horrible sequels, I don't know if you've actually got
some
one.
Good ones.
Mm. Caddyshack 2.
Stunk.
It's shocking, considered that Caddyshack was such a
iconic
film, and Caddyshack 2 is just.
Mm. Have you seen Coming to America 2?
Oh no, I have. I hear that's bad. It's just like
I got 10 minutes in.
Really?
Yes.
It's
so
terrible.
Bad. It is so bad. Oh. It's so bad.
What Speed 2?
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's another one, isn't it?
Jaws 3.
I watched that. Jaws 3. It was a 3D movie. And the only thing that came at you 3D was when they shot the spear gun. And we all went,
Was Michael Caine in that one? Or was
no, that was 4.
Jaws 4.
But the teeth. Remember the teeth?
At the end, that's it.
Yeah.
What was the Jaws when where the mother thought that the shark was chasing her? Because I didn't have that was 4. See, that's where they literally jumped the shark because I don't know if the shark in the water can know where someone on land is.
As I said, like the other day, I said it's like electric dreams or computer, computers start to grow brains and hearts and take over the world. It just
Son of Mask wasn't good either.
Horrible.
Mate, what was Son of Mask?
Yeah.
Well, Mask 2.
Oh, what about Dumb and Dumberer? That one. That's how they got Jim Carrey and the other Palooka, what's his name? You know, Lloyd and Harry. But they got him to do that. Boys.
Randy, you just have to make sure the sequel to State of Origin 1 isn't a
shocker. Oh, hard to back up.
Good one, Webby.
Now, the three best sequels, and, you know, we've. Ben Hurst, just to go away from the absolute obvious, I've got one. This one may divide people. I've gone Blade Runner 2049 with Ryan Gosling.
I haven't seen
Very
that.
Good.
Mate, it is so good. Because I went and watched the first one as a kid, and I couldn't make heads or tails of it.
Right.
But Blade Runner 2049 is superb.
Runner 2049... Do you have to have seen Blade Runner, the original? Does it come back in? Like, is there...
It would be good to refresh. You don't have to. Yeah. I saw 2049. I hadn't seen Blade Runner for 20 years.
I didn't find it important to see the first one. You get the hang of it. It takes a while to get the gist of it, but anyway, once you do.
Yep.
Number two, I've gone Mad Max 2. Mm. I just thought, you know, post-apocalyptic outback Australia, Mel Gibson at his absolute best. And, mate, on top of that, I love Beyond Thunderdome as well. Tina Turner, I thought it was an Angry Anderson. And the last one, The Dark Knight, the Batman franchise, as long with Dark Knight Rises. I think Christian Bale was the best Batman. And, you know, in that one, there was Heath Ledger
as
the Joker, and you had Bane played by Tom Hardy, which were very good. Webby?
I had Mad Max 2 as my third one. The second one, I had Aliens.
Oh, yeah.
The sequel to... Alien.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the first one has got to be Godfather 2.
Oh, wow.
Regarded as by many as the greatest sequel ever.
Up there with the greatest
films. Because the first one was so bloody good, but then Godfather 2
and
was...
Then Godfather 3.
Got a bit
sticky. Yes, it did.
Godfather 2, I had that down.
Yep.
I also had Shrek 2.
Thank you for Braith Alexander for doing that list. just on Braith Alexander, you know you're getting old with Brandy's second-born young Braith under Liam. I walked into the Colliery Beach Services the other night and said, "Oh, g'day, mate, can I get a gin and soda and a Guinness?" And he goes, "How you going, Matt?" I went, "Hey, Braith." I said, "Please don't kick me out." He said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm just going down there, hit on the, I'm just having a few beers."
There's eyes watching.
Yes, exactly.
Young eyes.
Yes, they are. Well, Jack got a job there once. And
I remember Jack went
Jack went down and said, "Mate, Dad was sitting on a pokey for about half an hour. I said, mate, don't tell your mother it's brain in jar time.
And you're like, yeah, that's it. Okay. I can't go better than Trek 2.
Yeah.
Benny? I've got the obvious Godfather Part 2, which some argue is the greatest film of all time.
Yeah.
And they're not far off it. I'm going to say Back to the Future 2.
That was good.
I like Back to the Future 2.
Didn't subside at all.
That was a stinker.
It's definitely a stinker.
Back to the Future 1 was good.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And then it really just went downhill for 2, but then 3 picked up again.
I would say 3 is the low point.
Is that right?
Yeah, yes. Wow.
Okay.
Because it's funny, I've got a real thing with Huey Lewis in the news at the moment. Right. I said that this is third week in a row. I drive in and just go bang. I was going, what am I going to listen to? I had a bit of Metallica. I've sort of re-engaged with Cold Chisel after a disconnect for a while. And I said, you know what? Huey Lewis in the news. And the only thing to cure it is more Huey Lewis. So it starts with Power of Love, If This Is It, Jacob's Ladder.
Yeah. Sorry, bro. My last one is...
Hip to be square.
Yeah.
It's all the greats.
Yes. My last one is Last Crusade. Indiana Jones, The Last Crusade. Third film.
Yes.
Third film, not the second.
No,
third.
Second.
Now, the first, but we've listened to the rewatchables, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Now, I think the most iconic scene in all the Indiana Jones is when he's in Egypt and that guy comes at him with all those swords and he's swishing around his body and he just goes bang. That wasn't supposed to happen. It was supposed to be a big fight scene.
Right.
But Harrison Ford was bored with the day of shooting and just said to Spielberg, why don't I just shoot him?
Yeah.
Spielberg said, let's have a look.
He had dysentery.
Yeah, right.
He had dysentery.
Harrison Ford did.
So, yeah, he goes, I'm not fighting.
You know, if we're talking about hitting the iceberg, I reckon when Harrison Ford hit the iceberg was when he married Christina Flockhart and had the earring. Given the fact he was 60, I just thought, you know.
That didn't look good, did it?
How old is Harrison Ford now?
80?
I think 72, 73.
I reckon he's older.
No, I think he might. Yeah, like 78 or 82. Because he's filming Indiana Jones
78 or 82. That's
around there. Because he's filming Indiana Jones 5 right now.
I'm getting a lot of text messages saying I love Shrek 2 as well.
Did they?
Yeah.
That was from Bo and Ben, your two youngest blokes. They don't count, Brandy. Hang on, we'll get something coming in, Ben.
Ooh, Crocodile Dundee 2.
Stinker.
Ooh, yeah, sorry. What about Crocodile Dundee in LA?
How about this one? Terminator 2. There you go.
Well, again, one of the best films of all time. We'll take a break. New Seggie coming up, Outside Of. Thank you.